Welcome to another edition of Issue Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman. Our guest on today's show is Ebony Gana, a nutrition educator at the Southern University Ag Center. She is passionate about empowering communities with evidence-based information and skills to improve individuals eating healthy foods and continuing on this path as a lifestyle change. Keep it right here. We'll be back in just a moment with more Issue Ag Podcast.
You know the legal drinking age is 21. You may also know this law protects teens. Find out more at don'tserveteens.gov. And thanks for not providing alcohol to teens. A message from the We Don't Serve Teens program and the Federal Trade Commission.
Welcome, and today we have with us Evan Egana, nutrition educator at Southern University Agricultural Research and Extension Center. Thanks for being with us today, Evan.
Thank you for having me.
Evan, Move Better, Eat Better. Tell us a little bit about that. Is it a campaign or something? Please explain.
So the Center of Excellence, which I work under, stands for Center of Excellence, Nutrition, Health, Wellness, and the Quality of Life. It is a partnership funded through the USDA in the 1890 Foundation. Our center works collaboratively with North Carolina A&M University, Tuskegee University, and the 1890 Foundation. Through the Center of Excellence, we do research, teaching, and also extension. So we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, okay, great, great. So you're saying you want to touch a little bit more on Center of Excellence?
Yes.
Let me go into the issue.
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead. Please tell us about COE.
Yeah, so the Center of Excellence, we work closely through those universities. We're actually going to an ARD conference in April to present our research that we have. And then also we have our SU Together, which was formerly known as Sisters Together. And it's a program centered to help educate students and individuals in the community to make better lifestyle choices in relation to nutrition, health, and wellness.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I remember when it was just Sisters Together, but that's great that you guys have incorporated men as well in there to target.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's good. More inclusive.
Yes.
What types of food are typically included in the demonstration?
So we take normal food items or recipes and make simple modifications to make it healthier for the community. So we've done a few food demonstrations as far as pizza. We did that last summer with a council on aging. We used biscuits and we did like turkey sausage and whatnot, just healthier options for seniors and also people in the community, so they're not using so much fattening items and just giving them an alternative, basically.
Oh, okay. Okay. Healthy living, lifestyle choices you're offering to people with this.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much as weight loss program. You guys are
No.
Okay. Because I understand, you know, so many people are using the injectables now. I won't call out any names, but that's an issue at this time in media and in the news. Okay. Are there any education components or information provided during the demonstration?
Yeah. So usually for each class that we have a theme as well. So for the theme topics, as far as healthy eating, physical activity, we also have ways to improve your overall health. So if we do have a physical activity, we try to do a demonstration as far as like one time we did line dancing. So it was somewhat of a physical activity, but also incorporating the music in it as well. And the culture as well in the South. So we did that. And then for nutrition topics, we'll say, I guess, limiting sodium and then also eating more fruits and vegetables. We tried to focus on My Plate, of course, with the five different food groups, and then trying to incorporate that in the also the food demonstrations that we do.
Okay. All right. And as far as the age group that you target with
healthy eating and lifestyle. What is there a certain age group you're targeting or what have you?
We cater to all of the ages as far as in elementary school, high school. We do the students, of course, at Southern University, and then also adults and seniors as well. So we have a whole wide range of teaching components that we can cater to the individuals. So
Great.
we teach everyone.
Oh, okay. So no one's left behind with this.
No one
Anybody?
is left behind,
Oh,
no.
that's great to know that. So listeners, you hear that. So don't worry if it's a child, bring them forth. They have some information to try to help out healthy
Exactly.
eating and lifestyle choices. And you mentioned about the deep south as far as dancing and all that. Just to touch on a little bit, I'm pretty sure that's like your two-step type stuff and other types of dances that could be involved just to get you up and moving, exercising, some type of move about. Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of the students for the College of Ag, Brian, he was teaching the rest of the students how to do like the Zydeco dance and the line dances and whatnot. I'm not a dancer myself. I
Okay.
don't really line dance that much, but we do have students that help us out if we need them.
Oh, that's great that they'll jump in and participate. I
Yes.
want, do they have to get points, grade points on some type of
Oh
scale to come out?
no, they're
Not
just
necessarily. That's
no,
good.
not
Hey.
necessarily. They're here
Okay.
for the fun and also for the free food. I always tell the students when it is on campus that the food is provided through the university as far as the grant that we have. So most of the time they're able to take some of the food home with them. So
Oh, that's good. That's a good incentive. Evan, as far as getting in touch with you, how could those that are listening or watching, how could they get in touch with you for more information?
So we have our director, Miss Kiana Kelly. I can provide the email address for her. And
Great.
then also Brittany Howard, she is the project coordinator. And then myself as a nutrition educator. And then we also have Cornelius. He deals with the planning and whatnot for the gardens. So Cornelius Jackson. So either Kiana, Brittany, Cornelius or myself, Evan, if you want to contact us, reach out to us and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay. And mainly I'll just throw it out as far as with emails here at Southern Ag Center, it's usually the person's first name with an underscore, then the last name at
Yes.
suagcenter.com. So anybody
Yes,
listening,
sir.
that's all that you have to do. Okay. No, that's great.
Yes.
Any words you'd like to say before we close the program, this segment?
No, I love what I honestly love what I do. I love cooking and I love doing food demonstrations and also teaching people how to live a healthier, better lifestyle. So it makes me happy with what I do. But also, if you ever need any food demonstrations or some nutrition education for anyone in your community, we can travel. Within the state of Louisiana. We can travel, but if you need us, we'll come.
Okay, that's great that you're putting that out there to the listeners and viewers of this program, SU Ag Podcast. Well, that's it for us today. Evan, we thank you for joining us. And
Thank
you're welcome to
you.
come back. We'll be bringing you back again on this program. But this was a wealth of information to those that didn't know what we offer here at Southern University Ag Research and Extension Center.
You've been listening to another edition of the SU Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman. Thank you for joining us. This has been a production of the Southern University Agricultural Research and Extension Center.